from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Outside the U.S. Supreme Court protests as the High Court takes up one state's abortion ban. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
At the center of this case is Idaho. The state bans abortions in nearly all cases. It does include a narrow exception to save the life of the mother. But the Justice Department is arguing that even in states where abortion is banned under federal health care law, hospitals are still required to terminate pregnancies if the patient's life or health is at serious risk.
Doctors in Idaho say they are afraid to perform emergency abortions to save the health, but not necessarily the life of the mother. Protests of a different sort on college campuses across the country. Here's ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
It's been more than 200 days since the start of the Israel-Hamas war, prompting pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses, which are spreading. Protesters demanding colleges divest from companies they say profit from ties to Israel.
We're not planning on packing up and going home.
Digging in from Berkeley to the University of Michigan to the University of Minnesota, where police took down tents and made arrests.
Some say they feel unsafe on campuses. Today, House Speaker Mike Johnson visits Columbia University to speak with Jewish students. President Biden will today sign the new bill providing aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and ordering TikTok's Chinese owners to divest. New rules from the Transportation Department mean you will be due some money if the airlines lose your bag or delay your flight.
Passengers must now get automatic cash refunds when a flight is canceled for any reason or delayed by more than 3 hours for domestic flights, more than 6 hours for international. But there's more here. If the airline changes any of your airports, adds connections, downgrades your seat, or even changes your plane to one that's less accessible for those with disabilities, those are all new reasons for cash refunds.
ABC's Transportation Director Gio Benitez. You're listening to ABC News. A sobering new report on human rights.
Amnesty International concludes flagrant disregard for international law is growing worldwide. Agnes Callamard, the organization's secretary general, says the level of violence is unprecedented.
We have certainly seen that in Gaza over the last 6 months, with an extraordinary number of victims within the civilian population.
Also in Amnesty's long list of concerns, Russia's ongoing aggression in Ukraine.
That's ABC's Tom Rivers. The Texas Supreme Court putting a program on hold in Harris County, home to Houston, that would have seen thousands of people get a financial boost.
The county-led program called Uplift Harris was meant to address poverty by providing 2,000 low-income families with $500 a month. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed suit, calling it a socialist experiment, but two courts cleared the way for the payments to go out. Paxton appealed to the Texas Supreme Court, which has now put Uplift Harris on hold while the justices consider the program's constitutionality. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Doctors in New York now say they've been able to help save the life of a New Jersey woman using a kidney transplanted from a genetically modified pig. Just days before the surgery, the patient also got a mechanical pump to keep her heart beating. A new honor for Olympic gold medalist Christy Yamaguchi immortalized with her own Barbie doll today. It's part of what Mattel calls the Inspiring Women series. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.